The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, the DK Network. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlon live from Bar Canada here at the D, downtown Las Vegas. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, man. It's Bidlon, not Bidlon.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Thanks every person who calls me ever.
Bidlon.
Hey, Miss Bidlon. How are you?
We're kind of all over the place on the show today. First of all, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger on a Thursday. Our favorite Christmas songs, top five countdown. We did this last year on the show. You weren't here last year. I found it on a text that I sent to Parlay. Were you on vacation last year?
On vacation, yeah.
You're like, I'm out of here. I don't need to hear your Christmas songs. We got that coming up later. We will not perform them a la Wes Reynolds, though, which, again, may I just recommend to everybody. The greatest segment of all time.
It really, really might be.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'd like to say that we did think and have this plan before we saw that glorious video, but it's going to be tough to live up to Wes Reynolds.
Well, we did it in years past, so it's kind of a staple, but we never thought to perform them like the great Wes Reynolds.
That was incredible.
Which is just an amazing step up.
I don't know who's directing that night, too, but
the camera shots beautiful.
Were great. The
dramatic,
shout out to the crew over at Circa.
Dramatic camera shots of Wes. And during crack, man, we'll do that during crack. Either he will be here with us or he will not. Ben Wilson texted me. This is kind of rando. He texted me last night. We're talking about something else. You know, he does G League games. Ben Wilson, who I say is going to be the most famous person ever at VSiN, with his play-by-play prowess. And he's, what, 16 years old currently doing all this? And so
he's 30 at this point.
We were 30. I'm sorry. 16, 30. It's all the same. And then we were talking about something else. And then he goes randomly. He goes, yeah, it's also the first time that I called a game and then a guy committed a murder less than 5 hours afterwards. We
got
to talk about that. It has nothing to do with sports betting, but it is just insane. I got to talk about that as well.
Yeah, that news came down like Sunday. Me and him were doing live bet Sunday together, and he's like telling me about it. He's like, I just called this guy's game.
When he texted me, I was like, wait, what? I have no idea what he's talking about. None. And then I read the story in excruciating detail.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It is just out of control. Anyway, we'll talk about that as well. We will talk exactas, Super Bowl exactas here coming up momentarily, and Paul Carr will join us to talk Premier League, which is kind of wide open this year in terms of who will be the champion at the end, and we'll talk to him about futures as well in addition to the games. First, it is a Thursday. We always talk about Thursday night football. Tonight, it's a clash. Can I use the word clash? Between two 7-7 teams. I hesitate to say it's a de facto elimination game because it's really not mathematically. And when you're dealing with a NFC South team, nothing ever seems to be an elimination game until the very end of the season. But the Rams are 4-point favorites hosting the Saints tonight at SoFi. And Jason Weingarten letting us know yesterday that he will be in attendance for this. Kelly has a couple prop bets, and I think I'm going to run into one of these when I talk about this. And this is one of these where it feels like, to me, the more I think about it, the more I love the Rams. And then your betting instinct in your head goes, can't be that easy, can it? Kyren Williams has been the difference for everything the Rams have done here in the recent history. The Rams have averaged 27 points per game when he plays, 14.25 when he doesn't. Since his last return to the field, 132 points over 4 weeks for the Rams, including games versus the number one and number two defenses in EPA per play, the Browns and the Ravens. So they have done it against great competition. They've been better indoors than outdoors. 95 rushing yards per game for Kyren Williams, the best mark in the NFL. And though the Saints have won two in a row, they've done it and have allowed zero touchdowns, they've done it against the Giants and the Panthers, for goodness sake. And in this case, they'll get the number two quarterback in EPA per play since week 12 in Matthew Stafford. By the way, Stafford, over the last 4 weeks, a stretch in which he ranks in the top three in adjusted net yards per attempt, quarterback rating, and EPA per play. And a Saints defense that is big on man coverage, fourth highest rate in the league. And they tend to funnel targets to slot receivers. Hello, Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
And hello, Puka Nacua, who, of course, as we've documented on this show several times this week, has to average 6 and 104 the rest of the way. Six catches, 104 yards, and he will set the record in both receptions and receiving yards for rookies. So, I mean, let me guess, because I didn't know this morning, and then I was like, let me guess that this will funnel right into one of your prop bets, and you said, yes, it did.
Yes, it did. I did bet Kyren Williams over his rushing prop tonight. I did bet that. I actually have a couple prop bets on this game tonight. I did bet Kyren Williams over his rushing prop.
What's the number?
That one I got at 89.5. Shop around. That was a like major shop around. I think this is going to be a popular prop play tonight, but I saw anywhere between 89.5 to 94.5 on that number.
Jeez.
So, yeah, shop around. I considered playing some alts, but that number had already gotten up high enough for me. So I played over 89.5 rushing yards on Kyren Williams, even though my computer likes to autocorrect it to Kyren Williams, not Kyren Williams. So it'd be Kyren Williams.
Josh Hobbs, Josh Dobbs. I think you understand. Yeah.
So, yes,
it
I did play that.
It does Kyren Williams for me, too.
Right, yeah,
you know what also autocorrects for me? Mahomes goes to that town, and is it Indiana, Mahomet, or something like that? Was it Mahomet?
It's something. I didn't even know it was a town. I think I've gotten most upset about that one because I'm like, what do you keep autocorrecting?
Illinois, pardon me.
Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what you're autocorrecting this to. How is Mahomes not more famous than whatever that town is?
That's right.
Sorry.
But we stray.
From everybody.
Sorry.
From Mahomes.
Sorry.
Anyways, yeah, this Rams defense or this Saints defense, as you documented, just struggling against running backs. I mean, Panthers 2 weeks ago. 34 carries, 165 yards they gave up. Lions, a little bit of running game the week before, 26 carries, 116 yards. Falcons, the week before that, 34 carries, 198 yards. So they're really getting gouged on the ground, the Saints. And then I went back to one other prop tonight, Gil, that I've played probably five times this year, and that is Alvin Kamara over his receiving yards with this dink and dunk offense with Derek Carr. He keeps attracting a bunch of targets. Not as crazy lately, but, you know, he was five catches, 44 yards against the Giants. Little drop off against Carolina, three catches. That's where he had minus 11 yards. I was on the over that day. But then 58 yards, 50 yards, 33 yards, 44 yards, 51 yards, 91 yards, 36 yards, 33 yards. I played over 29.5 receive yards. There's only been two games this season. He hasn't gone over that number. He's been a large part of this offense, obviously. He's one of the biggest weapons they have. So I keep going back to the well on this prop. Over 29.5 receiving yards for Alvin Kamara tonight.
Okay. The other thing to look at here, obviously, late season especially, and particularly this year, though I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but the quarterback carousel continues. It's a merry-go-round is what it is, Kelly.
It's insane. I heard the stat, by the way, real quick, this past weekend, and I believe it's still true. Of every current division leader, what do they all have in common? Their quarterback's been healthy the whole year.
Yeah.
Just wild.
Just a war of attrition is what it is. Mitch Trubisky starting for Pittsburgh, hosting the Bengals Saturday morning. In case you missed that earlier in the week. Excuse me. Yes, Mitch Trubisky is starting for Pittsburgh, hosting the Bengals Saturday morning. Nick Mullins getting his second straight start for Minnesota, hosting the Lions on Sunday. Lions are 3.5-point favorites. By the way, the Bengals 2-point favorites in that game against Pittsburgh on Saturday. Taylor Heinicke, the Falcons going back to Heinicke. So the Falcons this year, in their 14 games, the first eight were Ridder. Then they went to two games with Heinicke, and then the last four back with Ridder. The last four games he went 2-2, but apparently the Carolina loss in the rain was all that Arthur Smith could take. And so Heinicke back as the starting quarterback for the Falcons. What's the old statement? If you have two quarterbacks, you really have none?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the Falcons story.
But more for them, like, what's the long-term plan?
They got no long-term plan.
It's got to be you're done with Ridder, right?
They're done with Ridder, yeah.
I mean, after you've now gone back to Heinicke again, I wish I would have pulled in the tweet, but the Heinicke with a legendary press conference moment yesterday where he was wearing a Bush Light beer sweater. Did you catch this at all?
No, I did not.
And he was asked about basically why he was wearing it, and he said how he got fined by the Commanders the year before for drinking a Bush Light on a team plane after a game.
Oh, all right.
You got fined by the Commanders.
Glad he didn't hold on to that. Falcons 1-point favorites against the Colts on Sunday morning. Couple guys that are still in concussion protocol. We talked about C.J. Stroud yesterday. He and Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud and the Texans, won't be C.J. Stroud as far as we know right now, but the Texans hosting the Browns Sunday morning. Browns are 2.5-point road favorites. Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, or the Jaguars with or without Trevor, at Tampa Bay Sunday afternoon. Tampa Bay's a 1-point favorite in that game. Both of those guys still in concussion protocols. We do this Thursday morning. And then that Seahawks-Titans game, where the Seahawks are favored by 2.5 at Tennessee on Sunday morning. Geno Smith in that groin injury, he was a full participant yesterday in practice. So Geno is back, and Drew Locke can live with that game the other night for the rest of eternity. He's so happy.
Hey, he was so happy.
And good for him.
I'm getting close here, Gil, to betting this.
And Will Seattle, Levis, though, by the way, did not practice for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, like, it looks – I don't know. I haven't bet it yet, and I think this is confusing me more than anything of the fact that Ryan Tannehill could be back playing on this team.
Could be.
Is that a boost to this Titans team? Is that a negative to this Titans team?
I think I speak for everyone when I say I'm nonplussed.
Okay.
I don't know what to even make of it. It's like, oh, maybe it's the same exact thing. Because Will Levis we've seen really good, and then we've seen not so good at times, too.
Yeah, just different guys, right? Like, yeah. Will Levis at least can take the top off the defense.
Yep.
Like, I mean, if you told me Tannehill's been sitting around on a couch for the past 5 weeks, I'd believe you. Like, is he really getting another job, like, next year or in the future?
Quarterback carousel continues. We'll come back. We'll talk Super Bowl exactas. I'm in one of those modes right now where I'm committing myself to, like, making a futures bet of some kind almost every day right now. Sort of reminds me of my Atlanta Braves thing last year. We'll remind everyone about what that was about. But I'm in that mode. We'll talk about it next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Looking a bit smarter, then VSiN has the perfect holiday gift for you. Sign up on our holiday special today and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through May 1st for only $79. Sign up today, get unlimited access to daily best bets, exclusive betting splits, premium analysis, and 24/7 video, plus all of our betting guides and best bets for all college bowl games, the Super Bowl, and March Madness. Don't miss out on this limited time holiday offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up on our holiday special. Now, that's VSIN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. One correction already from what I said in the previous hour, and you may have heard me do a double take when I read the Pittsburgh one. It's obviously Mason Rudolph who gets the start for the Steelers this weekend. I had said Mitch Trubisky. That didn't look right to me. Mason Rudolph starting for Pittsburgh, hosting the Bengals on Saturday. So, again, the whole Mike Tomlin never had a losing season thing where the Steelers need to go 1-1-1 to keep that streak alive the rest of the season. Mason Rudolph is the choice to help them do that this Saturday.
Have you caught this George Pickens stuff?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
He was complaining earlier in the year about, yep. I mean, just classic wide receiver.
Targets.
I'm not getting the ball. Yep. I'm not getting targets. But, like, you know, which always cracks me up when it's a wide receiver on a team with one of the worst offenses in the NFL. Like, what do you expect Kenny Pickett to do? Or, you know, whatever quarterback's in there. Like, you can't get first downs, much less you're complaining about the ball coming your way. And now he's not blocking. So now they're calling running plays, and there's all this video of him just not blocking.
Just
on
not
the outside
blocking
at all.
Yeah.
And
it's a good way to handle it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then what? Mike Tomlin, like, I guess, was at a press conference yesterday. And I think essentially said he's too good of a player for me to bench him right now, which people are freaking out about.
Right. Well, he's probably right. Like, I mean, he doesn't have the luxury
right,
of doing that.
Like, frankly, he's probably right. But,
yeah,
of course, people are pulling up all these past examples,
sure,
of, like, Tomlin with Martavis Bryant, like, got rid of him, like, got rid of these guys without even thinking twice.
Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a comment. Like, when do you hear about this stuff this late in the season with a team this bad? You know, like,
the other thing, the game tonight, we cited 4 as the spread. It's 3.5 behind us now here,
yeah,
at Circa. So if this got to 3, you'd bite.
I'd bite on the Rams at 3.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to force anything. I'm not buying it down from 3.5 to 3 or anything.
It's one of these weird games where it's like, I want to bet the Rams, but, like, why haven't I? There's just a little voice in my head where I'm like, do I really trust them completely?
I mean, because the Saints defense is still okay, and the Rams defense is not. So, like, and, you know, like the Saints all year, I mean, even back to the preseason, they have the weapons. None of this makes sense of how bad they've been on
offense. Makes sense to me because I never liked the quarterback ever.
Well, me too. But even like you've brought that up, but it's even Derek Carr's not even doing the same thing he's done years past because he's not even airing it out down the field.
Well,
he'd usually at least have like it'd be like 330 yards with two touchdowns and three picks. It's like he can't even get the ball down the field now.
All right, follow me here, Kelly, young Kelly, Super Bowl exactas. This is one of these times. Now, for those of us who have been betting sports for a lifetime, it seems, or those who have been just doing it for a few years, maybe some who's new-ish to this racket, as some call it, I think one of the things that I've tried to highlight through the years on a numbers game is you have to take these moments in time where you really have conviction on something and exploit them to the max. This is not everybody's philosophy. I'm just telling you what mine is. So in other words, if we go back into the history of a numbers game years ago with Tankapalooza, if you notice something happening in the NBA and you believe it to be happening, you must go with that conviction and exploit it. We're talking about the year prior to them changing the rules of the lottery, the year that the Suns ended up with DeAndre Ayton at number one and how everybody was rushing to tank and actively tanking in terms of who they put on a basketball court. There was the Washington Nationals in the World Series where I said it was your obligation to bet the Nationals the prices. There was so many Igas Swiatek tournaments. There was perhaps most famously last year, not this past MLB season, but the one before it, calendar year last year, where the Atlanta Braves were second place to the New York Mets, and I came on the show repeatedly and ended up betting the Braves 17 different times at plus money on the run-up, and the Braves did overtake the Mets at the end of the regular season to have all those cash. And by the way, for anybody who's like, really 17 times? Again, Chris Felica he'll can vouch for those tickets.
I had to punch them into graphics. It was bet 17 times.
Yeah. So my point in all of this is not to say, hey, look how awesome that is. My point is to say that in sports betting, this past week is a great example. Kelly and I were lamenting this. Had the Atlanta Falcons covered this past week in that game that they lost to the Panthers, it would have been a massive week betting the NFL. And what we were lamenting after the weekend was, you know, those are the moments in sports betting where, like, you really need to cash heavy because there are going to be tough patches and rough patches in between. And so you really do want to exploit moments. So why am I going through all this long diatribe on this? Because I believe with the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL, I believe they're winning the Super Bowl. I've believed this a long time. And because I have that conviction on one team, sorry, fans of the Eagles, Cowboys, Lions, etc., because I believe that, I am committing myself to betting a Niners over an opponent exacta almost every day here moving forward, certainly before this weekend's game and perhaps beyond. So far, I only have one against over Buffalo. I have one over Baltimore as well. But I think it's one of these moments, I guess what I'm saying, Kelly, is if you believe in something hard enough in sports betting, and this for me is that, along with my whole thing about Iga yesterday in tennis. But in football specifically, this is a rare thing. Like, we haven't had this in a long time where you're so convinced, or at least I'm so convinced, yeah, that one team is getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. And so in those moments, it's incumbent upon you to exploit that betting-wise. I hope that makes sense. It's not everybody's philosophy, but it's certainly mine. And so my only question now for me, Kelly, becomes, could I lose spectacularly? Yes. But could I win exponentially more spectacularly? Yes. That's the point. So my only thing now, Kelly, is, am I going to add more San Francisco over Baltimore and more San Francisco over Buffalo? Or am I going to spread out my chips to also San Francisco over Kansas City and San Francisco over Miami as well? And I plan on having multiple bets on all in the end. I don't know if I want to go four teams deep.
That's what I was just going to bring up.
But that's really what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, I hear you. I think I might end up doing the same thing. I've got that the 49ers over Buffalo one as well. I got that at that 80-1 we were talking about that.
Good for you.
I'm going to be adding two. I don't know that. I think the number that you add is important, and then also the Also, the timing, right? You know, the timing is.
Sure.
Do you want to load up this week? Do you want to get another look at what the Dolphins look like, maybe against the Cowboys? You know,
I think we're at the point now where your opportunities are going to dwindle.
Dwindle away, yeah. No, I think you're probably right. And it's something I need to start looking at more. I hate that. I hate that Ravens number. That's the only one, especially with those two teams going up against each other this week.
Yeah.
If I like the Niners more, like I like the Niners in that game. So if it, you know, if they beat the Ravens and Dolphins win on on Sunday against the Cowboys, are you going to have better odds, you know, making that exact bet next week? Yeah, you might. So I think I'm probably going to wait on those two games to add. Trying to think. That was the
and shop around on these, by
Kansas
the way,
because
there are different numbers.
Totally, yes.
From book to book, and so I think that your task number one is to just get the best number you can find, which is just a simple 5 minute
right.
to 10 minute research project.
But like you have to. This isn't even like shopping
yes.
regular Super Bowl odds or AFC odds. Like you are going to see very, very big difference in numbers.
And not every book has them. So it's going
to
certain books aren't even going to offer this at all, but certain are, of course. And by the way, the ones that do here in town, Caesars and Circa do. They offer them. I'm not sure anybody else does at this point.
It is tricky. I don't want to go say for sure they do or they don't, because I feel like I've seen a bunch of books actually in town put them up.
And then they take them down.
But then they take them down, see them for 2 weeks.
That's the other thing. That's why you sort of have to really focus on it and then commit to it and do it. Because we've all had bets that we want to make. And then for whatever reason, we lollygag you with the Brock Purdy MVP.
Right,
phrases,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess the other way of putting this is whenever there's a bet in your mind in sports betting and we get to the sentence of I'm betting against injury, whenever you get to a point mentally like that and that's the only thing that you feel like you're fighting against, that should trigger bets. And so for me, this is really just going to be a period of time where I add to these bets. If there was another non-San Francisco bet, just for giggles, if you don't believe in San Francisco like I do,
right?
What would you bet?
So basically, the real question, is there another NFC team?
Is there another NFC team?
It would be Eagles if I went anywhere. I know they've looked so bad over these past few games. I still believe in them righting the ship at least a little bit. So it would be Eagles, but I see... No, the answer to your question, though, no, because I don't think there's that obvious other one or two AFC teams. Like, I do think it
That's
is
right.
a mix of four.
The reason this becomes something is because I have the
Because you can key in the anchor Niners.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, really, I think the only decision is how many other teams do we, for at least for me and you, this might not be for everybody,
yep.
how many other teams do we feel like pairing
yep.
the Niners?
Because if you're just betting the Niners straight for the conference or the Super Bowl, you're not getting a good number at this point. We'll come back. Premier League talk with Paul Carr next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
It is at this time every show that I like to remind you about Zyn nicotine pouches. We're always debating what a team needs to get to number one, but Zyn nicotine pouches are already there. Help millions of people achieve lasting change, earning the title of America's number one nicotine pouch. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from... Oh, this is in response to name your favorite. Someone asked, name your favorite single podcast episode of the year. It was asked by a gentleman, and D. Mark B. responded, the Vegas Lifestyle Pod on Beating the Book. This year, last year, next year, the past 10 years, every damn year, he says. The Vegas Lifestyle Pod is the one Beating the Book podcast episode we do that is not 100% focused on sports betting. Part of it is about sports books, but it's all about Vegas specifically, and it always takes place between Championship Week and the Super Bowl. And we have Meltzer Like Seltzer, Man About Town on the show, and VR has been such a key staple to that show, that episode each and every year. So thank you, D-Mark B, for responding that way. By the way, today on the Megapod, Frank Schwab from Yahoo joins Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I. Rick Olier, hey guys, caught yesterday's show a little late. Unfortunately, I was with my two sons while listening. They haven't left their beds today yet because they're depressed. Kelly, why did you have to tell them about Santa Claus? Why do you hate Christmas?
Did I tell them about Santa Claus?
I don't think you did, but
earmuffs, kids.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs. Nevada Azer. I wouldn't be surprised if C.J. Stroud was shut down for the season. Reports are saying that he's dealing with back-to-back concussions. Sidney Crosby comes to mind. When a player gets two of them within a week and shows no improvement into the third week, a third one would be devastating. Nevada Azer, there's nothing more significant, obviously, and something to protect than a head injury. Will Hill's comment yesterday also resonates, which is, if the Texans lose this week and somehow lost in Week 17 as well, why? And let's say they were knocked out at that point, that would be another reason not to bring him back, even if he were getting better at that point. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
It is. Concussions are the diciest of the dicey.
I mean, it's tough. Obviously, it's tough for us all to predict. We talked through the betting implications of that yesterday with possibly the Rookie of the Year race. And, yeah, I think Will's point is important. Obviously, if you're Houston, of course you want to make the playoffs this year and go as far as you can, but this is a long-term situation.
You got to protect him.
You got to protect him. Well. And if you lose to the Browns this week, it's the Titans on deck in Week 17. And, I mean, if you fall to the Titans, then you might be looking like you're out of things here. I think Will's point's great. He might be just shut down for weeks.
It's Rookie of the Year. It's Coach of the Year. It's yes-no playoffs. It's all of these things. And even as we say that, we sound callous that we're talking about these things because they're betting implications to a kid's concussion. So, obviously everything in context. This gentleman joins us each and every week to talk soccer with us. He does once again today. He's out and about somewhere in downtown Topeka, Kansas. How you doing, Paul Carr? What's happening?
I'm good, Gil. I'm good. Getting ready for Christmas, putting the finishing touches on things.
You got all the gifts for the kids? Yes? All good?
I will by the time I get home today.
Oh, wow. There you go. Very honest answer.
Paul, the lights up? Are you a big lights guy? Lights on the house guy?
Not so much on the outside, but inside. We put everything up like as soon as November hits. So we got multiple trees and lights all over the house inside, yeah.
Okay.
Multiple trees?
Multiple.
Wow, okay.
Multiple trees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not messing around.
God, I would have loved to have had Christmas as a kid. Oh, man. Can I come over? Paul Carr from
True. You're welcome anytime, Gil.
Thank you. Paul Carr from True Media Networks and, of course, the Expected Value Podcast. Before we get into your Premier League picks, couple questions. One, Kelly brought this up off air. What is this Super League thing?
I guess I would say it would be like if the top Power 5 conferences in college football decided to break away from the NCAA and do their own thing. So this was proposed a couple years ago by some of the top clubs in Europe. They made a big fancy announcement with a logo and all this stuff. And then there was such a backlash on just about every level that it got canceled within like a day. So there was a ruling this morning in European court saying that UEFA, which is essentially the NCAA of European soccer, can't prohibit this Super League from happening. So now all the talk is reviving again. There's a new proposal. All the clubs and leagues have really said that they're not for this. So I think it's mostly smoke right now, but going to be just one of those things that's out there for a long time.
As a fan of the game, does this excite you if that would happen?
No, not at all. Because and we have UEFA Champions League, which is essentially this, but all this, the whole sport is built on the backbone of these domestic leagues in every country. And this would just destroy all of those at the top level at the very least.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that sounds to me like a non-starter. We'll see. Money talks, though, I suppose, of all these things. Yep. All right. The other thing is now I don't want to be, again, you tell me if I'm wrong. We're not quite at the halfway point of the Premier League season. We're 17 games into a 38-game season. But we are about as confused as to who might end up at the top of this than I can remember ever being this deep into a season since you and I have talked soccer. You have Arsenal at 39 points. You have Liverpool and Aston Villa, both a point behind at 38. And then, of course, Man City lurks 4 points behind them, not to mention Tottenham in fifth, 1 point behind them. But you have a bunch of teams at the top. Is there a bet in this for you?
This is tough because, it's not just that Man City's not in first. They trailed Arsenal by 8 points in the second half of last year. But like you said, there's 3, 4, 5, if you want to squint and count Tottenham teams that are kind of in the title race. And that makes it challenging. I mean, City is plus money. And the trick is they don't just have to chase down Arsenal like they did last year. They have to track down, two other teams. And obviously, chasing down two or three teams is harder than chasing down one team. If I had to make a bet, I would go with Arsenal. It's around plus 250. I think they're the best I think City is still the best team if they're healthy. The problem is Erling Haaland's battling a foot injury. Kevin De Bruyne has been training, but not quite sure when he's going to get back. So you're talking two of the best, I don't know, five, maybe 10 players in the world if they're healthy. So missing those guys is not good for City, obviously. So I think Arsenal is the best other team. Plus 250 is, you know, it's about the right price. I mean, full transparency, I have a future on them from before the season, so I'm not putting a bet down on them. But I think Arsenal's defense is the best in the league right now, and that's where I would go if I had to play a future at the moment.
Wow. Okay.
Paul, there's also a winner without market up at DraftKings, without Man City in it. Arsenal is minus 120 there. Would that be one you'd be interested in at all or no? Would you rather just go the plus 250?
Yeah. I think it's really just, you know, what kind of a risk or a payout are you looking for? Because it's roughly the same idea, obviously. You know, they're a slight favorite there. I think they're a slight favorite in most places behind City to win the title. So, yeah, if you don't want to, you know, take that long of a shot and get a little more likelihood of a payout, then, yeah, I don't mind that one either.
Paul, I cannot wait to get back home after the Megapod today and have the valet who loves Arsenal at my building, Kim. I'm going to say, man, my soccer guy loves Arsenal. And before I could even finish the sentence, I want to hear him just go defeatist on it. Just there's no chance
absolutely.
We're winning.
Love it.
He just can't.
He's such a good Arsenal fan. It's beautiful.
He's perfect. All right, three plays, one today, one tomorrow, one Saturday. Let us begin with today.
All right, yeah. Premier League on a Thursday. The holiday season, there's games almost every day for the next week or two. Crystal Palace Brighton is today. I'm going over 2.5 goals, minus 105. Neither team great defensively, so I think this should be fairly open. Palace games, 2.5 goals per game in their last 5-7 matches. They conceded multiple goals in 7 of their last 9, so they're giving stuff up. Brighton has scored in every game but one this season. They've conceded in every game but one this season. So there's a couple of mid-table teams. I think this just could be kind of a scrappy, open affair. I like over 2.5 at minus 105.
All right, then tomorrow you like Aston Villa's dream season to continue in a big way.
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced on Villa as a title contender. And, I mean, you look at the odds, and I think that's the same. They're like plus 1,200 or so to win the title. But, you know, top four, very much in reach. And if you want to get in the top four, you have to take care of business on these games like tomorrow. Aston Villa is hosting Sheffield United, probably the worst team in the league. Villa's taking care of bad teams this year. When they played teams kind of outside the top four this year, they scored multiple goals in 10 of those 14 games. They're playing very well. They've won 5 out of 6. They scored multiple goals in 4 of those. Sheffield's, again, not good. Fewest goals in the league, and the underlying numbers match that. They're almost certainly going to get relegated by the end of the year. They did have a good win a week or two ago, but Villa good, Sheffield not. Give me Villa. I'll lay the goal and a half at home for plus 100.
Villa good, Sheffield not. I love it. And then Saturday, another total for you.
Yeah, we're going to Luton Town and Newcastle. Newcastle's down in 6, but they still have their eyes on a top 4 spot. They just got bounced out of Champions League. That was a little bit disappointing, but they've been pretty good on the whole this year. Probably a little unlucky on the whole. Third most expected goals in the Premier League, even though they're sitting down in 6. And Luton can score okay. They're 12th in expected goals. And most of their games have been relatively high scoring, 11 out of 17 with 3-plus goals, 14 out of 17, 2.5 or more expected goals. Luton just gives up a lot of shots, and even though Newcastle has stumbled a bit, they're still creating good chances, should have some injury guys back, so I like the over goals one way or the other, over 2.5, minus 130.
All right, Crystal Palace, Brighton, over 2.5 goals today, Aston Villa giving the goal and a half tomorrow versus Sheffield United, and Luton Town, Newcastle, over 2.5 goals on Saturday. Paul, I'll be in my jammies Christmas morning at your house, okay? Appreciate it.
Sounds great. We'll see you then.
Paul Carr, at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R, on Twitter. Crack is next. Bill Krakenberger on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All I want for the holidays this year is some NBA action. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VEGAS. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code VEGAS. The crown is yours.
1984 by UK pop duo Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
Sing it.
This year,
go on, Wes.
To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
The camera.
All right, number nine.
So great.
DMC,
all right, man. That's good. Wes Reynolds, everybody.
Humans just spends the next 5 minutes destroying Wes for picking that song. Later on the show, that, by the way, that was Wes Reynolds from their show. From Visa Tonight, doing his favorite, I think he did top 10 Christmas songs, and he performed all of them, and that was the one that annoyed humans the most. That was Wham's Last Christmas. Wes was leading, by the way, that camera shot, the change.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Now fade to the right.
I don't know who to give credit to. I think Nick was on last night. Isaiah, correct me if I'm wrong.
Dramatic Bing Crosby-like camera changes. Kelly and I will do our favorite Christmas songs later on the show. And the gentleman that will be with us doing it is this one right here, Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man. You should walk around town with that music behind you.
I like it.
Just your walking music.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, the keyboards in the back.
I could get like an old school boombox and just follow Crack around behind him.
That'll teach people.
That's right.
They won't mess with you once that comes around. How you doing, man? Bill Crack, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. I come with bearing gifts for the crew.
You really do.
And for you too, guys. I got this big giant box of beautiful gift basket of these individually wrapped Cheryl's cookies. I don't know who they are. I have to admit, I don't know what it is. But I can't have them all because this will put me in a nursing home.
Those are some delicious-looking sugar cookies. That's what they are.
So, they're all for you guys. I gave some to the staff, equaling their Christmas bonus from VSiN, one cookie each. And
gotta take a shot in there.
No, I love this place. You know that. And you know what? Amazingly, I was over at Durango, and someone came up to me and said, "Oh my God, I listen to you and Gil every Thursday. I make sure, and I found this pizza place from you. I don't even remember." That we must have mentioned the pizza place at Durango.
You did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Terrible ADD. I don't get anything for them being over there.
It's funny that you said that about Durango because someone came up to me at Durango in the food court as well and said, "Oh yeah, I listen to you guys all the time."
I ate there last night.
Where'd you eat?
What place? What'd you have?
I went sushi. to the pizza place.
Did you get the right one? Because a couple of them I don't care for, but a couple of them I really like.
What do you mean?
A couple different slices.
I got the Sicilian style or the deeper dish style. That's like you were showing off, and I got a meat lovers and a four cheese.
I thought the meat lovers was good. I just tried that. I thought that was pretty good. But there's some spicy ones there. What'd you think? You sound like I'm waiting for just okay.
Yeah.
It was very good. I didn't think it was amazing.
Huh. Mm,
so okay. I was a little disappointed because
Is there any amazing in Las Vegas though? Maybe I thought that was amazing for Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat my pizza recommendation. Nora's, which is not known for its pizza.
That's a bust out joint.
It's a get the salami pizza.
Oh wow! Okay.
And thank me later.
Oh nice. That must be and that's like a little mini like.
There's no. You can get a big one.
You can get a big one.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh,
ricotta cheese.
Is that on the pizza? I love ricotta cheese.
Yeah, it's on the pizza.
On a pizza.
Salami doesn't do it justice calling it salami pizza.
Wow. Oh, yeah, because salami pizza. They must have, it has like an Italian name from Italy.
Can I ask you a question? I mentioned this earlier. This is the most non-Christmassy thing we'll talk about today. But our own Ben Wilson texted me yesterday. He is going to be the most famous person that ever came out of VSiN. I've said that for years. He's a great play-by-play announcer. He's, again, 16, 17 years old, something like that. And Kelly tells me he's 30, but I don't know if that's true. And he's doing a game at Dollar Loan Center Arena 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Because what does he do? He does the Ignite games? Is that what he does? What does he do?
He does the G League Ignite.
The G League Ignite here in Vegas, right? And they were playing the Stockton Kings. Is that the Stockton Kings is the team.
Yes.
And he texted me yesterday, and we were talking about something else, and he goes, "Oh, by the way, this is the first time I've ever called a game." And then less than 5 hours later, a guy on the court in the game I was calling committed a murder. So did you hear about this? This guy who plays for G League, his name is, let me get the name right. Anyway, he plays for the Stockton Kings, and he played, past tense, allegedly, let me just throw that word in, allegedly It's not alleged anymore because Chance Comanche is his name. He confessed already to murdering a woman in Vegas with his ex-girlfriend. And if you read the articles about it, it is like the grisliest thing. Basically, this guy played a basketball game.
Right.
And then he had an ex-girlfriend that he still stayed in touch with and he still was kind of in love with. She also engages in the world's oldest profession also.
Yep.
And apparently had another boyfriend that had committed a double murder or allegedly had committed a double murder. And she had beef with another woman who also engaged in the world's oldest profession because she objected to the fact that this other woman kept telling people, according to her, that her other boyfriend had committed these two murders. Like she was singing about it. She was blabbing about it. And so this dude, this basketball player who was still in love, or in love according to her, but whatever, still willing to do this, the two of them roll after one of his basketball games, and in like movie, like what you would imagine a movie execution to be in a car, commits this murder. And then, it goes from there. It's just unbelievable what people are capable of.
And this is like here, right after a road game.
2 weeks ago, after a Dollar Loan Center Arena game in Henderson.
It's wild.
And Ben is like, Ben was like, it couldn't have been. We just saw the guy play basketball, right? And it's like, well, no, he had enough time. Anyway, I don't know if you heard about this, but it's like this is all in our midst.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I thought I was like looking at, see the three screens there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See how I'm gone?
Oh, yeah.
So what I thought was, I said, wow. No. I just thought to myself, looking at that, I see Gil.
Yeah.
Of course, I see Kelly, and usually I'm in the middle.
You're invisible.
And I said, wow, this is unbelievable. If I could do that. But sorry to change subjects. Seen that.
Maybe it was better that we changed the subject. I'm just saying, it was an incredible story from Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, though that is a little freaky, right? Because you don't exist.
I like it, actually. It makes me look thinner.
It does make you look thinner.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, wow. How did that happen? Anyway, guys. Yeah, that's, you just took me out of the Christmas spirit. I was singing all Christmas holiday
songs.
We'll
get back there. Trust me, we'll get back there.
And that, I walk in here, and there's like three guys mopping. I was wondering if someone got whacked in front of me over here. It's like, then you're talking about more people getting whacked in. You know, people say, a couple people think I'm a little bit too, a little too negative. So
no.
I'm going to try to be positive today. No. I'm sorry to be,
Don't you love
a realist?
Don't you love Christmas time? Do you love Christmas songs? Do you love this time
of year? I was a giant Christmas person. And then, I still am. This is the first year I did not go back to Baltimore. If you remember years past, I went to Baltimore. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law and kids, now they're 18 and 20. But it was all as they're, growing up and my nieces, it was so great for them, and they love Uncle Billy because Uncle Billy gives cash, and even my wife, she's like, so what do you want to get the kids this year? I said, what do you mean you want to get? There's no difference. That's the best gift you can give an 18-year-old, 20-year-old is cash.
Yeah,
know. So they both work little jobs, and it's trust me, cash is king when it comes to kids' gifts. I always remember my aunts and uncles that gave me cash. So.
Fashion stylist Deborah Song, her kids, her son, I asked him, what do you want for Christmas? He said, I want a Supra. I'm like, you want a what? I want a Supra. I go, you mean a car from when I was a kid?
Toyota.
He goes, yeah, that's what I want.
What like, the hell is that?
I was like, bruh, I'm going to get you
79 Supra.
Yeah,
Supra.
I'm just going to get you cash. How about that? He's like, all right, whatever.
Wow.
He's like all disappointed that
really?
I wouldn't get him a Supra.
Yeah. This is a nice looking car.
You could deck them out years ago.
And then the girl, Gracie, right, who's 16. Like,
it's
I can't
a
get
Fast
her.
And the Furious situation.
Oh,
is he out there drifting?
He loves that.
He's out there street racing?
I don't know what he's doing.
Lives his life a quarter mile at a time?
But Gil wasn't getting him one.
Yeah.
And then the girl, I can't get her to say anything. She's like, I don't know. So you're right. Cash. Just give cash.
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cash.
At that age.
Or a mezuzah. That's what you really should give people on Christmas. A mezuzah. That's what I like giving people.
When we come back from break, I want to talk about a buddy of mine who actually misplaced and still did not get it back $50,000 this past week in a casino and chips.
Misplaced?
Yeah, he put it down in the slot machine in rubber bands.
Oh,
$50,000 in chips.
Let's hear this.
And it's gone.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that $50K.
Let's do that.
Yeah, and the way the casino handled it, which I don't like.
Ooh, I like this part of it. Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, and Christmas songs, our favorites, later on the show. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All I want for the holidays this year is some NBA action. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets. Just for betting $5, new customers can get 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on basketball. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code VEGAS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/basketball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.